Yavamas Parktas Zion Mishnah Beis. Shte Yavamas, Zo Omeres Meis Bali, Vizo Omeres Meis Bali. Shte Yavamas just mean two women who were married to two brothers. Each one of them said that their husband died. Zo Asur Mipnei Bala Shel Zo, Vizo Asur Mipnei Bala Shel Zo. So each one of them is Asur to marry anybody else because of the other husband. Meaning that even though a woman's believed to say that her own husband died, she's not believed, the Tzara is not believed regarding the other Tzara. Meaning that she can go and get remarried in a different situation if there's nobody that there would be to do Yibam to. So if a woman gives Edus that her husband dies, she can go and remarry. But in this case, since there's a brother out there, that the only Edus we're relying on is her Tzara's Edus, and her Tzara, we know, is not believed Kalapi her, therefore both of them are Usur because we're not really 100% sure that the other person's husband is alive or dead. So they're only believed the Gabi themselves, but not for the other. Lazo Edim, Lazo Ein Edim. So what if one of these women has Edim that her husband died and the other one didn't? Es Sheishla Edim Asura. The one that has Edim, she's Asura to go remarry. Why? Because even though we know that her husband died, she could be Zakuk to Yibum. We're not 100% sure that her Tzara's husband died. And we're only relying on her Tzara's Edis, and that we don't do. Ves Sheein Lo Edim Mutaris. But the one that didn't have Edim, she's Mutar to go marry. And in this case, we're not even choshesh for the Zika of Yibum, because she's giving Edus that her own husband dies, and we believe her as far as that. And as far as Yibum, maybe the other Tzara's husband's still alive. That, in this case, that can't be, because we have two Edim now telling us that he died. So therefore, she can now go and marry anybody. And also, same type of case. Lazo banim, lazo ein banim. If one of them have children, and the other one doesn't have children, es sheyesh la banim uteris. The one that has children, she's mutter to go remarry, because we believe her, kalapi her husband, and there's no problem of being zakuk to Yibum because she has children. Ves she'en labanim asura, and the one that didn't have children, even though she's believed to say her husband died, since she doesn't have children, it's asur for her to go and remarry somebody, because perhaps her tzara's husband's still alive, because we don't believe her tzara's husband kalapi her, and therefore she's zakuk to Yibum. But what would be the case if there weren't just two brothers, there were actually four brothers? And the same case happened where the two women were married to two different brothers, and they both gave edus that their husbands died. But in this case, since there are two men that could do Yibum to them right now, because there are two extra brothers, let's call them Levi and Yehuda, so they could do Yibum, and that's what they should do, because they're believed, kalape, that their husband died. And we know from the previous Mishnayos that a woman's believed to say her husband died, and also to allow her to do Yibum. So Nisyabmu, so they did Yibum to these other two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, Umesu HaYavamin. And now we know that Levi and Yehuda died. So here we are, the Yibum was done, and now the Shaila is, can they go out and marry anybody else? Now this is just like the first case, because they're left without husbands. Each one of them is saying their first husband died. We know their second husbands died, the ones they did Yibum to, but now we're back to square one, where their first husbands are dead, and the Shilas, can they go and marry somebody else? Because maybe they're still Zakuk to Yibum still, because of the other brother that may be alive. They were only being somech on the Edus of the Tzara. The Mishnah tells us, according to the Tanakama, Asuros Lihinase, so they're not allowed to get remarried for that very same reason. Even though there was Yibum that was done in between that, they're back to square one, and they can't. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Hoyle V'Hutshru Liyavamin Hutshru L'Chol Adam. Rabbi Eliezer says in this case, it's different. That once they're mutter to do Yibum, because that obviously was mutter to do, once that was done, they're then able to go and marry anybody else. We're no longer concerned that the Tzara's husband is still alive once we matter them to do Yibum. And the chiluk is that once she's giving Edus and she's going out of her way to get remarried and do Yibum, we're not going to say that the purpose of her Edus was to mess up her Tzara. Mashenki, in the beginning of the Mishnah, where her Edus is still not going to allow her to get married, because there are only two brothers and she's going to be Zakuk to Yibum possibly, there we could say that she's possibly purposely doing it to mess up the Tzara. That's why she's not believed there, but according to Rabbi Elazar, she would believed over here, but the Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Elazar.